Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Barack Obama is on the last leg of his final trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will try to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. The president focused on Asia and the Pacific, calling it a pivot or an Asia rebalance, the cornerstone of his foreign policy. That could change substantially after he leaves office in January. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, now President-elect Trump has suggested that he would disengage from Asia, saying TPP was not in the best interest of America. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people leaving densely populated areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN reports more than 40,000 displaced people are sheltering in formal camps run by the Iraqi government in three governorates. The UN Refugee Agency currently has six camps open, hosting well over 14,000 people with a capacity for 54,600. Thousands of other displaced people are living with relatives and in informal settings such as unfinished construction sites. A spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, who has just returned from Iraq, says he was most impressed by the resiliency of families, many of whom have been forced to flee their homes several times. He tells VOA the relief felt by people liberated from Islamic State was palpable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is VOA News.